The markets, spurred on by tech stocks, closed higher today. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 19th day of March. Thanks for being here. Well, the rich are buying up stocks like crazy. Walmart has started limiting sales. Some companies are not endorsing work from home. We've got some examples. Meanwhile, landlords are demanding the rent be paid on time or else. Essential retailers are begging for employees. Those stories and more, along with an online shopping platform designed for small companies and chambers. You'll meet Sherry Edelson from ShopWhereILive.com. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at OasisAHR.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You could reach out to us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, Wall Street did a bit of an about-face today as tech stocks led the markets higher. Still, in earlier trading, the Dow was down by over 700 points. Among the other industries trading in positive territory was energy, with the S&P sector up by more than 6%. Big oil producers like Diamondback Energy and Apache rose by more than 11% each as future contracts tied to the price of West Texas Intermediate crude, get this, rallied by 23%, its biggest ever one-day move. I'll have all the numbers in just a bit. According to regulatory filings, some of the richest people in the country took advantage of cratering stocks and shelled out $1 billion to buy on the lowdown. Activist investor Carl Icahn increased his holdings in Hertz Global Holdings and Newell Brands. Meanwhile, Warren Buffett's holding company added shares of Delta Airlines, while the heirs of Tetra Laval Fortune, well, they plowed $317 million into international flavors and fragrances. Corporate executives, board members, and large shareholders have been buying stock in their companies at the largest rate relative to sales since 2011. Well, it was just yesterday we had a story that indicated grocery stores were going to be able to handle the hoarding crush that's going on all over the country. Well, just how they might do that can be seen in what Walmart announced today. The company says it's limiting purchases of some types of products, including paper products, milk, eggs, and hand sanitizer, in response to panic buying amid the widening coronavirus pandemic. Although we've not spotted one jar of hand sanitizer for at least a week, where did it go? Well, some buyers have bought in bulk and are now trying to resell the product at higher prices. Because of the surge in panic buying, stores are changing their hours to give workers more time to restock their shelves. Walmart said it will adjust the hours for some stores and also temporarily close its auto centers so workers can be redirected to restocking and cleaning its stores. Even though there are directives to not have more than 50, and in some cases the recommendation is not to have more than 10 people in a cluster, there are some companies out there that are demanding their workers come into work and not work from home. In a story out today from Bloomberg, we learned that one company, MicroStrategy, which employs 2,400 people, sent a three-page letter to employees saying in part that they should, quote, run toward the crisis and not away from it, end quote. The message compared the global spread of the new virus to the flu, an analogy that has been repeatedly contradicted by health experts. MicroStrategy told its employees to be at their desks, quote, if we wish to maintain our productivity, we need to continue working in these offices. It is soul-stealing and debilitating to embrace the notion of social distancing and economic hibernation, end quote. When contacted by Bloomberg News, CEO Michael Saylor said that his memo was off the mark and then encouraged employees to work from home. at AlexRx, a pharmacy company specializing in long-term care, workers have been given the choice between coming into the office or taking unpaid leave. Public health officials have pleaded for social distancing that can be difficult in corporate settings, but plenty of American workers aren't being given an option to stay home, even when their duties might be done from outside of the workplace, forcing them to choose between the fear of getting sick and the fear of being fired. Well, yesterday we had a story that had Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin telling a congressional group that unemployment could rise to 20% here in the United States. Well, that sobering bit of news jives with the number of people filing for unemployment. Yet, in several cases, landlords, well, they're not impressed. We've been in contact with several individuals who have been closed out of work because of the virus and who have made contact with their landlords to see if arrangements might be made. One said that they expected the rent to be paid on time and any delay would be met with late charges. Some cities and states have started to draft non-eviction rules. We'll see how all this turns out. Well, today Playboy announced it was going to end the 66-year run of its print edition and move rapidly toward an online platform. The magazine, known for glossy nudes and promoting the 1960s sexual revolution, said the spring edition arriving on newsstands this week would be its last in print, although some special editions may be printed. In a statement, the company said, quote, "As the disruption of the coronavirus pandemic to content production and the supply chain became clearer and clearer, we were forced to accelerate a conversation we've been having internally, the question of how to transform our U.S. print product to better suit what consumers want today and how to utilize our industry-leading content production capabilities to engage in a cultural conversation each and every day rather than just every 3 months." Well, Wall Street reversed course today, only a bit, though. The Dow gained 188 points, or nearly 1%, to close at 20,087. The S&P 500 was up 0.5% at 2,409, while the NASDAQ outperformed with a 2.3% surge to 7,150. Shares of Netflix and Facebook rose by 5.3% and 4.2%, respectively. Amazon? Yeah, they gained 2.8% today. Earlier in the session, the Dow was down by 721 points, or more than 3%. The S&P 500 briefly fell by more than 3% as well. Wall Street has been on an unprecedented roller coaster ride amid the coronavirus turmoil, with the S&P 500 swinging 4% or more in either direction for 8 consecutive sessions prior to today. On the fiscal side, President Trump signed a bill that expands paid leave for workers during the crisis. That bill was signed as administration and lawmakers iron out a stimulus package potentially worth $1 trillion. Today, Trump said he would not oppose barring companies from conducting buybacks if they receive federal assistance during the pandemic. And finally, there is this. Essential businesses like grocery stores and pharmacies are seeking support to accommodate overwhelming demand. Companies including Kroger, Dollar General, Costco, and Amazon have listed thousands of job openings for sales associates, distribution workers, and delivery drivers, among others. The jobs, many of which are available immediately and require no related experience, are meant to alleviate overrun stores and warehouses dealing with an influx of orders from panicked Americans stocking up on items like canned goods and, yeah, toilet paper. When we come back, we'll introduce you to Sherry Edelson and her online shopping platform called ShopWhereILive.com. Now, it's not Amazon with tons of extra fees, but a place where businesses can join the online sales effort for little to nothing. We think that will be of interest to you.